Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover Joseph's role as governor and how he sold grain, his recognition of his brothers, and his harsh words towards them, as well as his testing of them to see if they had changed. Today's Bible passage, we continue with Joseph's story from Genesis chapter 42, verses 6 to 7. Joseph, as governor of the country, was the one who sold grain to all the people of the land. When Joseph's brothers came, they bowed down to him with their faces to the ground. He recognized them as soon as he saw them, but he concealed his own identity from them and spoke harshly to them. "Where do you come from?" he asked them. They answered, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." That's Genesis chapter 42, verses 6 to 7.
It's crazy to think that Joseph's brothers finally came face to face with him after 20 years. As the governor of the country, Joseph was responsible for selling grain to everyone. Imagine their surprise when Joseph's brothers bowed down to him with their faces on the ground. I bet Joseph recognized them right away, even after all that time. But instead of revealing his true identity, Joseph decided to play it cool and spoke harshly to them. Talk about a plot twist. I can only imagine the mixed emotions running through Joseph's mind. On one hand, he probably felt joy and relief to see his brothers again. But on the other hand, he needed to know if they had truly changed and learned from their past mistakes. Joseph wanted to test them. He wanted to see if they were genuinely remorseful for what they had done to him all those years ago. It was a moment of truth for both Joseph and his brothers. This whole situation with Joseph and his brothers really makes me reflect on God's promises. How can we be certain that God's promises are true? How do we know if they are meant for us? It's a tough question that many of us grapple with. But here's what I believe we can do. We can trust in God. We can thank Him for His promises and have faith that they are meant for us, just like Jacob, Joseph's father, did. Jacob trusted in God's promises, and he saw them come to fruition through his son, Joseph. So let's follow Jacob's example and trust in God's timing. We may not see the immediate results or understand the full picture, but we can have faith that His timing is perfect. It's easy to get discouraged when things don't go according to our plans, but we must remember that God's promises are not dependent on our timeline. They are dependent on His divine plan for our lives. So let's continue to pray and trust in His promises, even during times of uncertainty. Joseph's reunion with his brothers serves as a powerful testament to the fulfillment of God's promises. Joseph went through numerous trials and tribulations, but in the end, God's plan prevailed. Let's hold on to that hope and trust that God's promises for us will also come to pass in His perfect timing. In conclusion, Joseph's reunion with his brothers after all those years is a remarkable reminder of the power of God's promises. Joseph's story shows us that even though we may face hardships and challenges along the way, God's plan will ultimately prevail. So let's cling to that hope and trust in God's timing. His promises are unwavering, and they will come to pass in our lives when the time is right.
Let's close with a prayer. Father, thank you for your promises to me. I trust in you, and I know that in your time, I will see the fruits of your promises. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Just as Joseph's story reminds us, even amidst trials and challenges, God's plan will prevail. We may not always understand His timing, but we can hold on to the hope that His promises for us will come to pass in His perfect time. In faith and hope, let us continue our journey, knowing that God's plan for us is greater than we can imagine. May the blessings of God's love and grace be with you always. Share His light with others, give thanks for the gifts you have received, and go forth in peace. Goodbye, and may your day be filled with joy and purpose.